Thanks be to God, His Word never fails, and thanks be to God, His Word has no end. Hallelujah. But as we go on, even in some of the thoughts this morning, rejoicing again how He's such a comforter. He's the God of all comfort. I thank the Lord that as we know the Word of God, our flesh, we want to complain, we want to fuss and murmur, and there's many times we want to feel sorry for ourselves. Come on, let's just be honest. You know how it is. And yet, you know, there's the Lord. There's the Lamb. And, you know, thank God. He gives us so many different heart visions of the Word and Him and our precious Savior. And praise the Lord how He gets our thoughts upon Him and our cares are cast upon Him. And then we receive the ministering of the Holy Ghost, because that's the one who takes the things of Christ and makes them ours. That's the one who ministers the Word of God to us. And I pray that we really understand and know that, how intimate this is, and we're never alone. And I thank the Lord how truly at the well, when we go to the Word of God, really understand and know and thank the Lord as you're sitting there. He has sent that one. He sent the Spirit. Praise the Lord. He sent the Holy Ghost to lead you and to guide you into all truth. And He's given you that one that gives those things to you, that whispers those things to your heart. The Lord, by His grace, may have you reading those things, but remember the one who's speaking those things to your heart and making them real to you. It's the very power of His might that is quickening that new man, that inner man, hallelujah, and taking the things truly of Christ, which He's all been given to you, and making them known to you, showing them to you. So precious and so wonderful. But in that, you think about how often we want to know the ways of God. And I'm talking specifically tonight about knowing the ways of God for my life. Which way I should go in an event. Which direction, a decision that might be before me. The path, Lord. Lord, I want you to lead me. Well, praise God. Let's go over to Psalm 25. And praise the Lord. An answer that He gives us in the leading of the Lord thousands upon thousands of times over and over again. And you know what? That answer never changes. And here it is in Psalm 25, 5 and 6. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Now, there's your answer, but let's go again to verse 4 and see the question. As David said, show me thy ways, O Lord, teach me thy paths. But here's that quickening again, that answer that was given to David, lead me in thy truth and teach me. Amen? See, isn't that wonderful? Once again, it's right there. We can ask and we'll receive. We can seek Him for this wonderful showing me the way and teaching me the paths. But here's what was encouraged on David's heart immediately there. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. Praise God. It's always going to be the truth. It's always going to be the Word of God. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. See, that's the way of the Lord. There's no other way. The way is always the Word. The Word is the Lord. And praise be to God. That is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. But yet, so few ever really want to take that. And I'm speaking of God's precious people. We want to jump into our own experience. Well, I've been through this before. This is how, you know, the mechanism works. We want to go with our gut feeling, huh? We want to go with, well, I think this is right, so I'm going to go. How many times even have we told ourselves, trying to convince ourselves or somebody else, well, God told me. Oh my, when somebody comes in oftentimes, well, God told me. It's always, oh my, it's really just it's like a pain is in my heart, honestly, and just starting to pray for that individual at that moment. I say, yes, He did tell you. He told you the same way He told David right here. It's just, are you listening? Teach me thy paths, lead me in thy truth. Amen? Amen. So, let's go on over to Proverbs 3:6. I love this. This is, I know, one of everybody's favorite, Polly's favorite, always with the boys, raising them up and just always encouraging them in this. Proverbs 3:6, it says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. How simple and how beautiful. But, you know, brothers and sisters, we can read through these things very quickly and kind of just get a glimpse of what we think this is. And somehow we might even have some type of a thought or a vision, which is precious, that we see the Lord leading us along. And I think that's important and that's encouragement. But brothers and sisters, let's get the power of this verse. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. That means in all thy ways, know and be sure in the word. You know who him is? Him's the word. Amen? Oh, yes. And that's what's been given to us, the word. Hallelujah. And this is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. But in all thy ways, know and be sure in the word. And the word shall direct thy path. Praise God. It is the word of our Lord. And how marvelous you think of the benefit, the privilege that we have the Holy Ghost, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, that we have even a path to be led in every one of our paths, to be in accordance with the path of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I mean, that's incredible. You talk about lay hold of eternal life for us, the responsibility, the benefits of what has been given to us in the life of Christ? Oh, yes. What an encouragement to our hearts, brothers and sisters. That path of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, the Word. Because, again, we now have the opportunity to be led into all truth. And here it is so clear. We want to know the way for my life. We must know the truth. The way for my life is not how I feel. The way for my life is not how the path looks. The way for my life, the way for every Christian's life, is faith in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And it's right there. There's nothing hidden from us here. We have been given the opportunity by the Holy Ghost to be led into all truth. And how many times, though, throughout my life, attending this meeting, I caught myself in a situation over and over asking God, show me, show me, show me, show me. And I'm so thankful for his patience and long suffering, because it's been the same all the time. It's my word, honey. It's in the word. And know me. Know me. Know me. Praise the Lord. That's why he wants us to know him. You know, I mean, like I say, this goes in such depth, and we're just, again, letting the word of God just saturate and take us there. But to know me and to know him in the power of his resurrection. See, there's nothing more powerful than that. See, that's the faith in believing. Knowing him in the power of his might. That's what that is. Knowing him with that Holy Ghost power. Knowing him with Holy Ghost power. That by the grace of God, you'll superabound to everything you face. Everything. Going into things, tragic events. But yet believing God that somehow, Lord, you will do this by the very power of your might to have me superabound to every good work that you've brought me into. Yes, praise be to God. And then to know him in the fellowship of his sufferings. Praise the Lord, the sufferings that he took for us. Isn't that marvelous? I think about the sufferings that he took for me in my failure. I think about the sufferings that he took for me, praise God, in wounds and down settings. And I guess I get into that. And I'm just so thankful to him beyond, brothers and sisters, that he is the God of all comfort. That he tells me, son, I've taken this for you. I understand to suffer with him. Praise the Lord in that sense of to suffer with him, to reign with him in that. But I'm so thankful that I enter into those sufferings together with him that he took for me. There's a difference. He's bringing me into something I really can't even explain. But I'm thankful in that suffering that he took for me in my failure. In those things that I wish I didn't have. Those thorns that he has not removed from my life. Praise God, I've entered into that suffering with him, that he's still taking that for me. Isn't that something? He's the one that's taken that for me. He's the one that, praise God, sustains me and gives me that strength. I enter into that. And then to be made conformable unto his death, to know him in that. And thanking God. See, there's a privilege in that. So many people say, oh, conformable unto his death is this great sacrifice for my life. No, it's the privilege. Conformable unto his victory. Conformable unto what he's finished for me. Conformable unto, praise God, eternal life. Amen. Amen. That's so beautiful. It's so incredible. Thank you, Lord, that it's oftentimes we think this is our burden that we're carrying around. It's truly his and his victory. And praise the Lord that I give that to him and give him all the praise. And I'll tell you what, how amazing that works in trial. How amazing that works in temptation. How amazing that works all the time because of that superpower of his love, praise God, and his provision for us. But this is that encouragement to us in this, brothers and sisters, in knowing the direction of our lives is to know him. And praise God, it's all right here in the word of God. And he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear. And I'm going to tell you something about hearing. You can't be just messing around, goofing around, and flittering around. You got to be still to hear something. You know, if you've ever taught people and, you know, they're all walking around and all these kinds of things, it's like, they ain't hearing nothing. You're not paying attention. You need to be still. And then, especially for the word of God, you need to ask him, Lord, open my ear. Open this heart to hear the word of God. Let me be attentive to hearing these things. I know there's been times I've sat and even sat still, but I wasn't listening. I was here, but I wasn't here. See, that's where I'm thanking God that, you know, I need to pray, Lord, quicken me. This isn't of me. This is of you, Lord. This is your work. I'm your workmanship. I need to ask you to open this up right now to let me receive this word. Not to be fearful about receiving anything or anything of that nature, because I know it's your will, it's your desire, Lord. And I know I'm yours. And I'm going to ask you, Jesus, in your all-powerful name, open up this heart to hear the word of God. Amen. Now, when we listen to him, when we're really being directed in our lives in him, there's one thing that'll always be consistent. You'll always make steps towards truth. Isn't that wonderful? That's how you know. Your life will make steps towards truth. And then in making steps towards truth, you'll make steps towards more truth. And how that happens, and what I mean by that, yes, it'll be about getting and gathering into the things of God. It'll be about gathering and getting on your knees, and sometimes even your face, because you'll know that you'll feel a lot better just laying just like that on the ground. But then it'll also be, there's the evidence of more steps towards truth, is you'll want to gather with people of like precious faith. You'll leave the worldly things behind. You'll begin to be transformed. And in that transformation, there won't be any fellowship with that darkness anymore. There won't be that desire. And there'll be wisdom that you'll always ask for in that truth. Lord, don't let me go that same way. Don't let me get in that same rut. How could we expect doing the same thing and having a different result? See, that's truly the definition of insanity. And see, that's exactly where the enemy wants us, is that we would just circle back into the same old things. By the grace of God, when we are filled with this wonderful truth and in the encouragement, you begin to flee the very appearance of evil. You begin to want to seek out that which is good. You want to gather, praise God. You'll be fought, and you'll be even fought harder as you make steps towards truth. That's why Brother James, he was getting it as he went on with God. He said, oh my goodness, I'm counting it joy. All joy, full joy. As I'm gathered in all of these manifold temptations that are hidden in me. I'm counting it that way. See, that's why you know. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't just get easier. Oftentimes you come into this meeting and you'll hear the word of God and you'll begin to really fly and soar and all that. And then boom, all of these temptations. And usually what the temptations are, and it's the same way. It's not even if you're new in the meeting or whatever it is. You're going to be hit with people that are getting defeated. Chirp, chirp, chirp. This. Those are the biggest things that the enemy uses oftentimes. Big trials and tests in our families and hurts and wounds and things of that nature, that'll usually propel you to the things of God. Because you have nowhere else where to go. But when we start looking at one another and starting to really examine and say, oh, well, how could that be? Like our message today, let me tell you something. Those are the things that knock you off the track. Because once again, we're letting something else direct our path as opposed to the Word of God. Amen. Because you're going in feeling. You're not looking to the Word of God. See, it answers it right there. God already told you, we're a bunch of misfits. If you're ever looking at man for your example to do something, you are so messed up. See, that's what man wants you to get to look at is man. That's what's going on tonight. You know that. This is just the biggest microscopic event of looking at man. And you know what man is? Ugly. Ugly. I'm telling you, ugly to the bone ugly. There ain't no beauty in it. There is none. There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that doeth good. All that's in their lips, in their mouth, is poison. That's all that's going to be there. And even the poison that will promise peace, the poison that will... See, anything that isn't backed by the Word and in the Word of God, it's just going to be poison. However it's packaged, it's a poisonous thing. Psalm 119, 105 says, the Word is a lamp unto my feet. And a light, praise God, unto my path. Isn't that wonderful? It's a lamp. So that means that there's a darkness here. This world is dark. See, there isn't, we know who the ruler of this earth is at this time. And the prince and the power of this air. It's Satan. Yeah, somebody said, they were visiting with somebody, I think it was Sweet Brother Bill. And they said, oh yeah, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, but I don't believe in Satan. I was just saying, man, what are you talking about? It's so evident, the sin that's in this world and the wickedness. We know that Satan is here, and we know that there's a great purpose in it. But I thank the Lord that in this darkness, he's a lamp and he's a light unto my path. And the Word of God goes on to say, he's light in darkness, and then, praise God, there is no darkness in him. It's always light. Darkness cannot overcome the light. Isn't that wonderful? The assurance we have of light. It leaves. And praise the Lord, as the Word of God shows us so sweetly. You go into a room, it can be as dark can be. You flip that switch and bam, it's light. And every bit of it's lit up. It's a precious thing that God has given us, even in the ability to comprehend and understand light. And there's many things that have been done. But see, even in that light, I thank God. See, even the unknown becomes known. I was thinking about that again, that unknown door. I think our whole life is a bunch of unknown doors. Tell me anybody that knows what tomorrow will bring. You don't. Nobody does. But God, he sure knows. And see, in knowing that he knows, then praise God, I know what tomorrow holds. God holds it. You see? So truly, all things by the grace of God and through his word, they're made known to us. I know he'll take care of that. There might be something specific, but I know he's got it. I know I might be facing, and I'll tell you what, we don't even understand the forces of evil, in a sense, that are around us, but I know he does. And I know he lifts up the standard, and I know he swallows the flood of that enemy. See, I don't need to worry about my enemy because God has that enemy. God showed us that again over and over in the Word of God. How much a better example do we need than our sweet brother David? David, he wouldn't even worry about armies, but he sure worried about Saul. Isn't that funny? Well, because Saul was a brother in the Lord. Isn't that something to worry about? Come on. See, they had that problem back then too. Isn't it something? Man doesn't change, but in the Lord. And as David looked to the Lord and to the Word of God, oh, what a song took hold in his heart. And what a rejoicing and the beauty of walking in the light. The light that was always there, but the light that he wasn't going to look into for certain things. It's just, again, we compartmentalize our life. We like to put this in the Lord's hand, but not that. We're going to give this over to God, but not that. But I believe that we're at a time, brothers and sisters, we understand God has quickened our hearts. There's no more time to mess around. Amen. There just isn't. We need to trust God. Amen? That the idols have to go. All of them idols. Just destroy them, God. And even the ones that we thought were so good and valuable to our lives. Any idol is a detriment. Anything that gets into that place that impairs my laying hold of the first love, that's an idol that can defeat me. And any idol can. And by the grace of God, they all need to go. That's why he said, lay aside every weight. I can't run with weight. I can't fly with weight. I've said that many times. Brother Ty knows this very well. There's a thing called a useful load in your airplane. You go over that useful load, you don't have an airplane. You have a tricycle that's very dangerous, and it ain't going to get off the ground. Ask that fella that was out there trying to take out a DIA. Those tricycles don't go over the ground very well. They're not an all-terrain vehicle. They explode. Need to lay aside every weight. Praise God. But here we are in this light in the darkness. And you think about how and what God has given us to know the unknown. We have enlightened eyes of understanding because of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, I just love it. And I have to say, it's interesting because it's just like with aviation and things, you know. Those first guys that used to fly, they just flew by sight. Ty understands this. My goodness, those guys that used to fly those mail routes and different things, they used to crash often because they would get disoriented and all. But then they had instruments, and then they were able to have what they'd call an artificial horizon that we have. So you can look at your instruments and make sure you're not flying upside down. That, as Brother Hill would say many times, you're not flying by feeling. That guy kept correcting. Before long, he felt he was flying up, you know, right side up, but he felt those straps starting to pull down into his shoulders, and he realized that when he looked back at his instruments, he was completely upside down. Isn't that something? But see, that's the Word of God. We can be completely upside down when we're going in feeling, as opposed to looking at the instrument, praise God, that always keeps us, praise His name, right on the mark. Right on track, praise God. Right on that race course and running so beautifully. But then in that, what was I saying about with aviation, which has been so exciting, is that now they have a thing called synthetic vision. So basically you're looking through at a little, kind of like a little iPad or something of that nature. And you can actually see when it's just pitch dark, you can see the terrain, you can see the buildings, you can see all these things. And that's not even infrared. It's called synthetic vision now. Then they have the infrared vision that you can actually see different things within clouds and all of that. You are coming into an airport. If a little deer was out there on the runway, you could see that. Well, we have something now in this church age that's the greatest vision there's ever been. It's the enlightened eyes of understanding vision. It's this Holy Ghost vision. And praise be to God, the confidence that we, the witnesses that we have. You think about all those prophets and the things that they wrote for us. The apostles and all of the things that they were given for us. Isn't that wonderful that that precious vessel that was for God's specific purpose, that precious apostle Paul, a chosen vessel unto me? Oh, and he's going to suffer mighty things, praise God, because I'm going to bring the whole counsel of God through that life. And that was given to us. With that kind of vision, with understanding that amount of word, which is all truth, to walk in our lives, to have that path of perfection given to us. Have you ever really thought about how mighty the path and the clarity of what we have in Christ today? Praise God. And I'm talking about distractions, things that might hurt, events, all of those different things. Now, I understand God visited men. In times past, He did. They heard that voice. They saw visions, they dreamed dreams, different things of that nature, as the Spirit would speak to them to write the Word of God. But here we have the whole thing. We have all the Word of God and the power of His might that was sent to us, that was with them and shall be in you to guide you into all truth. You talk about that power. See, that's something beyond. That's, again, this enlightened eyes of understanding. This is truly the vision of Christ Himself that we have in the power of His might. It's not just a power or a power that He sent or a power that's similar. It's the very power of Him that He has given us. Amen. So in that power of understanding the word of his grace, oh my goodness, what a narrow, precise, exact, confident walk that we can have in everything we face by the grace of God. Oh, I'm just thanking the Lord so much. In these enlightened eyes of understanding, we know the hope of his calling. To know the hope of his plan, his purpose for us. Even the riches of his inheritance in us, his saints. Even the exceeding greatness of his power to perform it all. Yes, what I'm reading of is Ephesians 1:18. Let's go on over there and read it together. We'll get encouraged as we go home tonight. You're going to need a lot. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Isn't that wonderful in verse 19? I just love that. The exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. It's not just, he's reminding us, he didn't just give us the power, but the power is working. He didn't just like say, here's the power, but no, but then that power is working specifically in you to perform the good work which he's begun. Oh, that's just, I said, Lord, that's just crazy. It's so incredible. It's so powerful. Hallelujah. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us. And that's so powerful because no matter what we're facing or what we will face, praise be to God. It's not just the default, it's what is. This power is ours. This wonderful power of the knowledge of Christ is ours. And that's the only thing and the only time that we get defeated is when we don't allow the mind of Christ to reign. He's given us. See, I can't have this in my mind. This is his mind. This is the faith of the Son of God mind. This is this word that works effectually in me. This is the new man. Praise God. This is Christ in me, the hope of glory, that knows this and lives this. Hallelujah. Praise God. I died. How about you? Amen. And now Christ liveth in me. Amen. And I thank God that's that life. That's that life that receives this. That's that life, hallelujah, that has this power, praise God, that lives in me. That lives in you. Oh, Jesus, help us to come into this. See, he wants us to know. He wants us to believe. He wants us to yield to the full knowledge of him. That is the height of his desire. He wants us to know him. And that's all the enemy wants us to do, is to not know him. Wants us to get lethargic, lazy, to compromise. Anything that somehow we want to satisfy the flesh as opposed to yield to God. Yeah, it's easier. I'm not going to fight this battle. Oh, by the grace of God, run into every battle. Amen. Don't let it, I'll tell you, really, it will. That camel will be in the tent, and it will. Get it out. Go after it right away. Every root of bitterness, any indifference, fight it. I'm not a popular person very much anymore. It's okay, and I thank the Lord he's doing that. Yeah, it's all right. It's such an understatement, but it's such a privilege to be encouraged by the grace of God to stand. And to stand in your home. And to stand, hallelujah, and withstand and having done all to stand. What a glory to God. What an encouragement. And he'll strengthen you. You'll get tired in your own, but he won't get tired. He never gets tired. And he hasn't called you to something that he hasn't already supplied to give you all the strength to superabound in that good work. Don't doubt that. Again, that's back to knowledge. Knowing him. When you know something, and even in the natural, when you really know it, you know, I'd say, okay, Bob, go up and pay a C scale. Well, that's, you know, Bob's going to say, well, I'm sure he'll say thank the Lord, but that's an easy thing. It's just simple. Well, it's even more simple than that for the Lord. Know him. Know him. that it becomes. Praise God. I love those, the worthies of faith that God has graced us with in our lives. Those testimonies, praise God, that we even talked about today of ones that have just been still in the Lord. That things were whirling around in their world and in an environment, but yet, praise God, they just stood on the rock that was higher than them. Whether it was in a sickness or a problem in a family, maybe a death, whatever it might have been, the victory was won. They stood in it. God, help us to take note. God, help us to not just think that these are some type of stories, that when God has called us into this, oh my goodness, this is glorifying Him time. This is a trouble, praise God, that's going to glorify Him. Amen. Amen. I love it. Just think of your life. It's just a series of trouble that's going to glorify Him. Amen? Yeah. Yeah. It's all right. We know it. See, that's knowing God. But God. It's always but God, just like we've heard so many times in so many ways. But it's so beautiful. As we close this up, this word and only this word gives us that vision continually. Praise God. And that vision, by His grace, as you stay in it, it doesn't perish and it don't fade away. You get the vision of His love for you. You get the vision of His mighty arm for you. You get the vision, praise His name, for His beautiful mercy that never fails for you. I love His mercy. I adore His mercy. Thank you, Lord. I get a vision, hallelujah, that I know He's always for me. This mess up, He's always for me. This guy sometimes that, oh, it was such an easy decision to make, but I didn't make it. I should have been still, but I shot my mouth off. But He's still for me. He still loves me. He still always fights for me. He's always going to be on my side because He can't deny Himself. And He will never leave me nor forsake me. And I praise the Lord, Jesus, always lead me in that truth and teach me. Amen. See, be teachable. Be teachable. See, that in that truth. That's why I'm so thankful to hear the Word of God continually. I'm so thankful to get encouragement from the saints. You'll send me scriptures. Ones when I'm away, oh, I want you to see this brother's notes or this sister so-and-so. She read this and it was so beautiful and so powerful. This is the ministering of the saints. I thank the Lord. I'm telling you, I've known people growing up in the meeting that you told them something about the Lord and they almost got irritated with you telling something about the Lord. Don't let that be you. Amen. Don't let that be me. Amen. Amen. All right. And I'll tell you, if we have that little edge in our lives, that chip, we need to really pray. Because that's something that I tell you, that's a pride. And God sees the proud afar off. Amen. We need to pray. See, His desire for us, brothers and sisters, I see it. It's so beautiful. It's getting so powerful. I see the eagle eyes beginning to come forth. Yeah, there's vision. Hallelujah. I'm grateful. I'm thankful, again, for the testimony of His grace. That, see, being a full overcomer is not just a dream of a somewhere. It's an everyday reality in the Holy Ghost. Amen. He keeps me from falling. Now, people would look at me and say, oh, well, you fell. Oh, no, I didn't. He keeps me from it. Huh? Oh, thank you, Lord. Come on now. Let's, again, know the Word of God. Know the Word of God. He don't break that bruised reed. He doesn't quench that smoking flax, does He? No. He didn't bring us out here to destroy us. See, I don't want to be like those that didn't know the Word of God, that were just always looking at His acts, and then something got hard, something got tough, and then, oh my goodness, we just brought us out here to kill us. I don't want to do that. I want to believe Him. I want to live the glory of a Moses. I want to live the joy of a Caleb when everybody else was afraid to go in there thinking, well, God made a mistake. Maybe He really didn't mean that for us. This is too big for us. We can't overcome this. And Caleb said, what are you talking about? Let's go right now. Yeah, but there's giants right there. But God said it's ours. Let's go now. Those are the people to gather with. Oftentimes they're kind of kooky, but I'm telling you, it is. Those are the ones, by the grace of God, they do. There's power. There's such joy. And they praise the Lord. They do. They can't contain it. And I love it. Thank you, Lord. We're growing, aren't we? And again, it is. It's just, how could we be still? How could we be still? Just like those people, I was just thinking, this whole city's in mourning right now. The Broncos lost, if you didn't know. That's why it's all quiet out there. Nobody's beeping horns today, you know. I'm so thankful. My victor, hallelujah, it's already won. He never loses. I'm grateful to God. And it's fine to, again, I appreciate brother with his team and all of that. But even in these things, Lord, do not let it, because they will lose sometime. But Lord, do not let it. They're the Vikings. Do not let it. I'm bad, aren't I? Oh, Jesus, help me. But don't let that truly cause me to. I remember watching things and stuff like that, and I'd have a team and they'd lose. I'd be kind of bummed for at least a half a day. I don't want that no more. This world's pretty rough. I don't want to impose upon my life any more bum time than is necessary. Amen? So that's rejoicing in the Lord. Just enjoy it for what it is. Don't get into it that it has you. And I thank the Lord. Because I do believe. I believe there's so much more for us to enjoy in the Lord. But we don't enjoy it in the Lord. We begin to enjoy it in our flesh and it's over. You know, it takes it that way. So brothers and sisters, let us apply ourselves to that all-powerful, all-satisfying word of his grace. I love the encouragement. Let's get built up for Jesus. Amen. Not built up for this world. Not things that would be seen by man. I'm talking about masterpieces of his truth and love that would be all for him. In Acts, as we close, chapter 20, verse 32, which I'm thankful, I believe everybody here knows so well. As Brother Paul said, and now, brethren, isn't that wonderful? And now, brethren, and we adjourn this way every time we get together, don't we? I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Isn't that wonderful? See, it's all in the word of his grace. You think about all the stuff that's coming from the Christian pulpits today. We commend you to this doing and this work and this committee and this group. And we're going to go to this venture and we're going to go to this mission. Brothers and sisters, thank you, Jesus, how he has protected those that want truly to win him. I commend you to the word of his grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Just stay in it. Don't move. Don't look to the left or to the right. Just stay in it. We're almost home. Almost home. I'm telling you right now, do not be looking around. We're almost home, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Oh, I love that. It's the only thing capable, strong enough, all powerful to do it. To cause you to be that building for him. And praise be to God, we know that building. I'm looking for that one that's descending from heaven. To be that glorious bride. Not just as sweet Abraham, he was looking for it, to view it someday, that continuing city. Praise God, we've been given the better thing to be it. To be that glory of him, descending from heaven, having the glory of God. So brothers and sisters, in that, here's the evidence. We won't be tossed around anymore. We begin to get tossed, just Lord, in Jesus' name, the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. Let me just walk in the light. That word. Not double-minded, but a sound mind. A mind that does not have fear. Oh, and I'll tell you how the enemy wants us to fear. But that perfect love, always the perfect love of Jesus. Full of power, full of love, full of joy, full of peace in believing him and thanking him and growing more and more, brothers and sisters. May we grow more and more in knowing him till he come. Amen. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ till he come. Praise God. Let's stand and be dismissed.